أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم. يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون. وأما الذين ابيضت وجوههم ففي رحمة الله هم فيها خالدون. تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وما الله يريد ظلما للعالمين. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. صدق الله العظيم. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. On the occasion of nikah, both the bridegroom as well as the bride, they should make three intentions. The first intention which we should make is that the reason for marrying is because this is from the noble lifestyle of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anything which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, this is known as his sunnah, his way of life. So we are getting married to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we will make this niyyah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place barakah and blessings in our marriage. And we will be rewarded for getting married, and inshaAllah, throughout our marriage, until we breathe our last, we will continue to be rewarded. So this is the first intention we should make, that we are marrying because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also married. The second intention we should make is that we are getting married so that we can save ourselves from sin. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has naturally placed certain desires and inclinations in each and every human being. Now, if a person is unable to fulfill those desires and inclinations in a permissible manner, then he will resort to impermissible avenues. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the youth of the Quraysh, and he said to them that, Ya Shabab Quraysh, O the youth of the Quraysh, Man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. Those amongst you who are able to, then they should get married. Why should they get married? فَإِنَّهُ أَغَدُّ لِلْبَصَرُ وَأَحْسَنُ لِلْفَرَجُ. Because it will be a means of them being able to control their eyes and control their private parts. So the second reason why we are marrying is so that through nikah we are able to fulfill our desires in a halal manner and we can save ourselves from sin. This is why it's very important to understand that nikah is not only sunnah. When we hear nikah is sunnah, what this means is nikah is from the lifestyle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But is nikah fard? Is it wajib? Is it sunnah? Is it mustahab? Is it nafl? This will now depend upon the individual. If a person is unable to control his base desires, then nikah becomes wajib on such a person. It becomes necessary. And the environment that we live in, for majority, nikah is necessary. So the youth should try to marry as soon as possible. We learn from the lives of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, that they would not delay in marriage, they would not delay in nikah. Sayyiduna Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to one opinion, he was 13 years of age, and according to another opinion, he was 11 years of age. When he became the father of his son, Abdullah, which means he married at the age of either 10 or 12. So what we learn from here is, during the time of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, the parents, they would nurture their children in such a manner that by the time of 10, 11, the child would be mature. And he would have the ability to take this responsibility upon his shoulders to look after his wife and his children. And he did. He nurtured his child in such a manner that Abdullah, when he grew up, then he became from amongst those Sahaba who have narrated the most ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the second intention we should make, that to save ourselves from sin. And the third intention which should be made on the occasion of nikah is that inshaAllah, through this nikah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with pious offspring, with pious children. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that تَزَوَّجُ الْوَدُودُ الْوَلُودُ, marry such women who are extremely loving and who give birth to many children. Why? فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Because on the day of Qiyamah, it is my desire that my ummah is the largest ummah on the day of Qiyamah. I have the largest nation on the day of Qiyamah. So this should be another intention. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with pious offspring, and these children of ours will also add to the numbers of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, as far as the nikah is concerned, then during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or if we were to go before the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the days of ignorance, the trend was that people would gather on the occasion of nikah, and thereafter from both sides, a certain poet or an orator would stand up, and he would begin to recite couplets or say things with regards to his family and his ancestors, praising his ancestors, praising his family, his lineage. Now, sometimes what would happen is that in the past there had been wars and battles between the two parties. So they would begin to remember those conflicts. And as a result, that gathering, which was supposed to be a gathering of happiness, would turn into a very bitter gathering. And they would begin to fight with one another. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted prophethood, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept this aspect of the nikah continuous, that people would still gather. The families of both parties would still gather. But instead of making poets recite couplets with regards to their ancestors and their families, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite three verses from the glorious Quran. And in there was a very rich message for all those who are present. And many points can be derived from these verses, but very briefly, in a few minutes, I would just like to mention three points. That the three verses which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite in the khutbah, in the sermon of the nikah, which we hear time and again. In the very first verse, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us as to what we are supposed to do during our lifetime. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah. Adopt taqwa. And what is taqwa? Taqwa is qallid dhunub saghiraha wa kabiraha dhaka tuqa. Refrain from all major and minor sins. So let us make this intention that from now, this is going to be the objective of our life, that until we breathe our last, we are going to try our best to refrain from all sins. We are not going to disobey Allah Ta'ala. And where do we do this still? وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Until death. Not that in the month of Ramadan there's taqwa and outside the month of Ramadan there's no taqwa. In the masjid there's taqwa, but outside there's no taqwa. At all times. Even at the time of happiness. At the time of happiness, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us this happiness, we should not forget the one who has given us this happiness. So we should enjoy and celebrate these occasions, keeping ourselves within the limits of Sharia. This is very important. There should be no extravagance. Nowadays, in weddings, there is a lot of extravagance. So a person should ponder that, where am I spending my money? This money Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is a trust. So we should ensure there's no extravagance. The sisters, will spend thousands of pounds on their wedding dress. And how long will they wear this wedding dress? 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours? And thereafter, this wedding dress becomes untouchable. She herself will not wear it for the rest of her life, and nobody else will wear this dress also. A dress which has cost thousands of pounds. So definitely on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala is going to question us with regards to this. This is just one example. So taqwa, refraining from all sins, this is the objective of life. This is what we have been informed in the first ayah. And in the second ayah, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited in the khutbah, we are informed as to why do we need to refrain from disobeying Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. The reason is that Allah is the one who has created you. So He created you, it's because of Him you are in this world. And thereafter, everything that you have is because Allah has given it to you. So how can you disobey that being who has given you everything? So whenever the thought of sin crosses your mind, at that time you should tell yourself that how can I disobey that being who has given me everything? And just as He has given me everything, what if whilst disobeying Him, He was to take one of those blessings away from me? So this will become easy for a person to then refrain from sin. And in the last ayah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us and informs us of one way we can bring taqwa into our life. We can bring the whole deen into our life. That, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. This tongue. Ensure that you utilize this tongue correctly and you only say those things which are permissible. You control your tongue. And especially on the occasion of nikah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayah, in which there is a message for the bride, there's a message for the groom, there's a message for both families. That if you control your tongue, then inshallah this nikah will remain intact. There will be no issues, there will be no problems. But if you do not control your tongue, then you will say something without realizing how much harm you have caused to the opposite party. So every member is being told that be very careful as to what you say, what you utter. Because jirmuhu sagir, this tongue, it's a very small organ in the body. Jirmuhu sagir, wa jurmuhu kabir. But it's crime and the impact it has when you say something out of place, this is very great. So be very careful. And we learn from the ahadith that if one person was to master how to control his tongue, then through controlling the tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the entire deen come into his life. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us all the ability to keep these points in mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant lots of barakah and blessings in this nikah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of great love and affection between both the families. Make it a means of deen coming into both families. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of pious offspring and pious progeny. And just as we are all gathered here today, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gather us all in Jannatul Firdaus. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brother Abdul Kareem, come forward. Muhammad Rayhan Kareem and Muhammad Abdul Mazir. Brother Ghassan, come forward. You've had the permission. I can perform the nikah. You ready? Alhamdulillah, الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام تزوجوا الودود الولود فإني مكاثر بكم الأمم يوم القيامة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام تزوجوا الودود الولود إن أعظم النكاح بركة أيسره مؤنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Brother Abdul Karim, you are the representative on behalf of your daughter, Tasfiya Anjum Karim. Do you give consent for Tasfiya Anjum Karim's nikah to take place with Brother Ghassan Juma Mustafa Anish, with the dowry being £3,000? Brother Ghassan Juma Mustafa Anish, Brother Abdul Karim has given his daughter Tasfiya Anjum Karim in your marriage with the dowry being £3,000. Do you accept her as your bride? Barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair wa akhadha minkuma at-tayyib. Allahumma lakal hamdu kama anta ahluh. فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا رب كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات والصالحين والصالحات اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين. Inshallah, Azan will take place. After Azan, brothers are requested to perform the Sunnah. Thereafter, Zuhr Salah will take place. And you can, inshallah, congratulate the groom after the Zuhr Salah. And just one important announcement and request that here at night in Masjid, it's not permitted to carry out any video recordings. So those brothers who have done any video recordings, they are requested to please keep this in mind and delete those recordings. JazakAllah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.